Hello, good morning, good afternoon, and good evening from whichever part of the world you're listening this message from. Welcome to the Walk of Faith podcast. I'm your host, Solomon. So we are still continuing with our series, Walking Daily. Today, our lead verse is coming from the book of Luke, chapter 22, verse 31. The Bible says, "And the Lord said, Simon, Simon, indeed, Satan has desired to sift you as wheat, but I have prayed for you that your faith should not fail. And when you've returned to me, strengthen your brothers." Heavenly Father, I thank you for this word. I pray that the utterances that come from my mouth be guided of you, be inspired of your spirit. Father, as we share your word, may your full counsel be implanted in us, God, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Today we're going to look at importance of praying for one another. I'm titling my message, "I'm praying for you. I'm praying for you." Prayer for other people, what we call interceding, that is praying on behalf of another person, is very important in the life of a believer. And we see the best example. Jesus said it for us when he prayed over Simon, that as much as he's going to face tribulation and trial in the near future to come, that the intercession that Jesus made on behalf of Simon will be able to deliver him from the snare of the enemy. And it looked later when Simon is tempted, the Spirit of God calls him into remembrance of what Jesus told him. And by the grace of God, Simon was able to overcome this temptation. And we see later he became victorious over Satan, who was trying to intimidate his faith, putting him in a place where he will deny Christ, or just to put what God is trying to do with the salvation, what God is doing for the salvation of men, trying to put it to shame. But thanks be to God, through the intercession that Jesus made over Simon, Simon was able to overcome this temptation. It is important as believers to always, always pray for others, especially when they are in need or when they are facing difficult times. But it is so unfortunate that most of us, when people are facing trials, tribulations, setbacks in life, that is our point where we start judging, we start pointing fingers on them, we start now being the judges over their life. We are the ones sending spiteful messages, discussing them, peddling rumors about them, instead of following the simple example that Christ did, praying for Simon. If Christ were into the modern day Christianity and have the traits that we are having, he'd be the one saying, "I knew you'd fail. I knew the devil desired to shaft you. I knew." Most of us Christians, we're in that place. We always want to be right in revelation. We always want to be seen right in revelation, so that to be found accurate, to gain this favor and fame with men, that this woman or this man of God, everything he says comes through. So he knew this person will go through trouble. And yes, they did went through trouble. But for him, he's out of glory. Now he's boasting over someone else's tribulation that he foresaw, that he knew this person will face these difficulties in life. Most of the time, especially when we come to the prophets, people who have been graced with the vision to see the future, perhaps most of them, when they get this revelational insight, they don't really do this one important thing: pray, interceding for these people, especially when the revelation is a reflection of someone else's life or their future. They normally find joy in fulfillment of the prophecy than in the redemption of the soul. Now, the wisdom of that is important. Pray for one another. Pray for your brothers. Pray for your sister. The Bible says in Ephesians 1:15-16, "For this reason, because I've heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love towards all saints, I do not cease to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers." This is Paul speaking to the church. This is Paul speaking in Ephesians. And he explained, he is trying to put it to account, that he always, without ceasing, he always remember them in prayers, making mention of them in his prayer. He does not cease to make mention of them in his prayers. I'm trying to imagine, if this was Paul, I believe his prayer would sound like this: "Father, I thank you for the church in Ephesus. I thank you for the church in Corinth. I thank you for the Berean church." He always made mention of this churches to God every other time he prays, be it in the morning, be it in the evening. He always remembered them without ceasing, praying for one another without ceasing. The Bible speaks in Colossians 1:9, "For this reason, we also, from the day we heard of it, have not ceased to pray and make special request for you, asking that you may be filled with the full, deep, and clear knowledge of his will in all spiritual wisdom, in comprehensive insight into the ways and purpose of God, and in understanding and in discernment of spiritual things. This was a prayer Paul was making in the letter of Paul, the Colossians, and he was praying to God that their spiritual eye may be open so that they may also get this revelation inside. Most of us believers, perhaps when you're sharing with your brother and you realize they're still growing in the spiritual insight, in the spiritual knowledge, in the spiritual understanding, in the discernment of things, don't be quick to judge them. Don't be quick to dismiss their vision, to dismiss their revelation, or perhaps they're not deep as you, or they have not gotten the full counsel of God as you have, and then now you make it a point of you bragging or you boasting over this revelation that God has clearly revealed truly by His grace over you. That you, even when you are inquired of, it never took your intellectual ability to know this thing, but the Spirit of God has revealed to you this truth, this revelation insight. That the Spirit of God has revealed this revelation insight to you. Always remember your brother. Pray for them. Pray for people to get revelation. Or even pray to extend this grace to people, to your family members, to your brothers, to your sister. So that as you grow as a body of Christ, you all grow in oneness, in truth, and words inspired of God. What people to pray for, or which people to pray for and make intercession for. The Bible is so clear. It has given us various examples of people. Pray for your brother. When you read 2 Timothy 1, chapter 1, verse 3, the Bible says, this is Paul making a prayer as he was writing this letter to Timothy. The Bible says, I thank God, whom I serve with a pure conscience, as my forefathers did, as without ceasing I remember you in my prayers night and day. There's no time Paul never prayed for his brother Timothy in Christ. So you also, as a believer, take it as an example upon yourself. Don't be selfish in your prayer. Every time you remember to pray, pray for your brothers. Pray for your brothers in Christ. Pray for your family brothers. Pray for your brothers, making mention of their name without ceasing. Pray for them every day without stopping. Pray for believers who trespasses. Intercede on behalf of fellow believers who have fallen short or who have a missing mark, who have sinned. This is found in the book of James. The Bible speaks in James 5:16. The Bible says, confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. The effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. So when you pray for a brother who has sinned, who has fallen short, by the virtue of your prayers, by the virtue of you being stronger than him at that particular time and season of their life, by you just making mention of their name, they are able to stand again. They are able to overcome this sin. They are able to be healed of their infirmities. They are able to be transformed. That when a brother comes to you as a believer telling you, I'm struggling with this, I'm struggling with this sin, that is not your duty now to go out and spread this entrustment that your brother has given you to other people. Instead, go down on your knee, pray over them, that through your fervent prayer of your righteous man, at that time you are upstanding and your brother has fallen. When you pray over them, God is able to deliver them. Let us be people who treat our brothers with love, that our brothers will be comfortable to come to us with their sin, something they're struggling with. And God has given us this power that even if they don't pray, when we pray on their behalf, they're able to be healed. They're able to stand strong. The Bible speaks of the prayer of a fervent man availeth much. Your prayer will avail much over their life. So take it seriously upon yourself when someone comes to you with a matter, someone entrusts you as a brother, someone confide in you over a matter. Pray over them. Pray over their soul that through your prayers, they will be established and glory and honor will be back to Jesus. Pray for those who persecute you. The Bible speaks in Matthew 5:44. This is Jesus speaking. But I say to you, love your enemies, bless those who curse you, do good to those who hate you, and pray for those who spiritually, spitefully use you and persecute you. As Christian, as believers, every time you face any form of persecution, denial, rejection, pray over them. Pray over those people who persecute you, who spitefully use you. Pray over your enemies. It is our portion as Christian not to fight our enemies. The Bible speaks of, for our weapon of warfare are not carnal, but spiritual. Don't live in the flesh. When someone wrongs you, instead of engaging with them in an argument, pray over them. Pray over their soul. pray over their spirit that they get this understanding that perhaps this, yes, we have a disagreement, but there's a way we can solve this disagreement. And if they don't have this full counsel, through your prayer, through your intercession, God will enable to lighten their hearts, that they will know and understand better ways to live with you. God may be able to convert their heart. You don't pray for your enemies to die. No, pray for their preservation. Pray for God to turn their hearts. Pray for their salvation, that they may come to this knowledge of truth and understand, that the eyes of their understanding may be flooded with light, that they may see, the marvelous wonders of God. Pray over your government. Pray over people in authority, people in power. The Bible speaks in 1 Timothy 2, verse 1 to 2. The Bible says that, therefore, I exhort first of all that supplication, prayers, intercession, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings and all who are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and reverence. Pray for your kings. Pray for people in authority. That when you make prayers over your president, over your kings, through those prayers, the country will be in harmony. The country will be in peace. God will hold their hearts. If there's any contradictory decision, God will be able to turn these hearts of men. We know of a God who turns heart of kings to our advantage. So when we make this prayer over these people in government, in leadership, God is able to convert their hearts, to convert their spirit, to advantage us through them. That every time you see a leader going astray, a leader saying sentiments that are not critically correct or even factually true, it's important as a believer to pray over them. Pray for them, that the peace of God be upon them, that they may rule us in understanding and the wisdom of God. It is not your place as a believer to start judging, to engage in talks that are despiteful. Remember, the Bible reminds us in Romans, I believe, that we should respect authority. And part of respecting authority that God has set for us on earth is by not speaking ill of them. That is respect enough. That every time you engage in conversation involving this authority that God has put over us, speak in love, speak in faith, speak in prayer. Let your speech be filled with hopeful messages that send prayer, your utterances be of prayer. That you know, yes, our leadership is going astray, but it is my prayer. As believers, it is good, it is prudent to always end any conversation involving leaders with a prayer. Perhaps you'll say, it is my prayer that may God strengthen this leader. May God open his eyes of understanding. May God give him wisdom. Praying over our nation, praying over leadership is important. The Bible also reminds us to pray over the body of Christ. In Ephesians 6:18, the Bible speaks of praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, being watchful to this end with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints. Pray for all the saints. Not necessarily people in your churches. Pray for people in other denominations too. For all the saints. Pray for all the saints. People in other denominations. The neighbors you know going to different churches. Pray over them. Pray over them without ceasing. Pray for the body of Christ. When you read Colossians 4 verse 2 to 3, the Bible speaks of praying for a spiritual leader. This was Paul speaking. He says, continue earnestly in prayer, being vigilant in it with thanksgiving. Meanwhile, praying also for us, the leaders, that God will open to us a door for the word, to speak the mystery of Christ, for which I'm also in chains. I'm also part of. So pray for your leadership. This is a problem we have with most believers. And they're so quick to judge men and women that God has put in place for our edification, for our growth in the spiritual, for our growth in stature, in the knowledge of him. Don't be quick to judge men and women of God. God has put in place for his shepherds. Always pray for them. When you hear stories of different Minister A has done this, Mr. B has done this, it is your role as believers. When you find yourself in such conversation, it will be wisdom to stop that conversation. Like, you know what, brothers? Let's not talk ill of them. Let's not discuss them, because now that is gossip. Let's pray for them. Instead, hold hands of those people you are with in that room, in that conversation place, and say, let's make a prayer over this pastor. Let's make a prayer over this evangelist. Let's make a prayer over this bishop.
That yes, he has faltered. That yes, he has gone astray. But let's make a prayer over his soul. That as he also pray for us. Let us pray for him. That may God strengthen him. That his faith will not fail him, just as Jesus did to Peter. That the moment they are facing these adversities, the moment they are facing this trial and tribulation, we are busy earnestly making prayer, making mention of them in our prayers every day until the day they are established. And even if they are established, we keep on making prayer that God may strengthen them even more and more and more, instead of making gossip writing about these men and women of God. Remember them in your prayers. Remember them in your prayers. Yes, he's not as deep as you wanted him to be. He's not dressing as you wanted him to be. He's not articulate as you wanted him to be. He's not so eloquent in speech. He doesn't have the mastery of the language. He doesn't have the language to articulate these mysteries of the kingdom. Don't judge. Pray over them. That this way, or the way you see how the word should be articulated and how the wisdom should be brought forward, pray over that soul. Pray over that minister of God, that God will open to him a door for the word, because it's a revelation, that God may give him this revelation to speak in utterances in spirit. Hallelujah. Pray over the sick. The Bible speaks in James 5:14-16. The Bible says, "Is anyone among you sick? Let him call for the elders of the church. Let them pray over him, anointing him with the oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith will save the sick, and the Lord will raise him up. And if he has committed sin, he will be forgiven." That when a believer is sick, it is good. It is our portion as body of Christ, as elders, as members, to make prayers over this pain. That through a prayer, an intercession made for you by a brother, by an elder, you are able to recover. And that prayer is so powerful that even if you've sinned, God is able to forgive you without you necessarily confessing your sin to him directly. That when people make a prayer over you when you're sick, you are able to be uplifted. You are able to be healed. Pray for one another. I'm praying for you. Pray over me too. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your counsel. We thank you for your word of truth. Father, it is my prayer, God, joining faith with that of my listener, that you are able to enable us to keep in remembrance of our brothers in Christ, to keep in remembrance of our sisters, to keep in remembrance of our leaders, church, the body of Christ, when we make intercession, when we make prayers, to keep in remembrance of the sick people among us, that we will always remember one another in prayers, in message of upliftment, for the glory and honor of your name. We thank you, God, and we worship you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.